Hi, this is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity, and we're looking into the wonderful law of God in the Bible, in the book of Colossians, where Paul is correcting the errors of the early church, among them legalism and Gnosticism and some other errors. And we're going to look now at Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. So, we're finding that God has triumphed over the devil and over the rulers and authorities of this age. Let us pray. Lord, your word tells us of your victory. Now, make that victory clear to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, the devil had taken over the world. He'd taken over the world through the sin of Adam, and he'd placed powers and principalities in charge of the various regions of the world. Some came up with Hinduism and Buddhism and this tribal religion and that tribal religion. They came up with all sorts of schemes and philosophies and idols and crooked and weird things, and they tempted and cajoled and forced people into sin. And as people sinned, they came under the punishment of death and the wrath of God. And every single human being on this planet has a death warrant against them. Here they are, they've sinned, and the courts of heaven have said they are deserving of death. So every single human being since Adam has been deserving of death, because we have sinned in this way or this point or in some other way during our life. We have fallen short of the glory of God, and we are under the wrath of God. And we have this terrible charge sheet against us in the heavenly realms. But God dealt with it through Christ. You see, there was a handwriting against us. There was this charge sheet. And God has nailed it to the cross. God has said, it doesn't matter anymore. This certificate of spiritual debt that was against you, that was going to cause you to go to hell, this great list of charges against you, it has been dealt with. Now, I want you to imagine an illustration. Say you were in a prison camp, and the commandant of the prison camp was very angry, and he ordered every single prisoner to be shot. And he wrote out death warrants, death certificates for every single person, saying, we're going to shoot John, and we're going to shoot Mary, and we're going to shoot Abraham, and we're going to shoot all these other people. And they get all the people there, Mick and Paddy and everybody else, and they've all given their death warrant, and one brave person says, give me your death warrant. I will take your punishment for you. And the next person, give me your death warrant. And thousands of people give their death warrant to this person. And this person stands upon the firing squad and says, you've got to shoot me 1,000 times over because I've got the death warrants of 1,000 people here. But of course, he only dies once. But he dies with everyone's death warrant. He's paid them for them. He's taken them. He's taken the price. He's paid the price for their sin, and they all walk free because he's got their death warrants all nailed to him. Well, that's what happened with Jesus. He took all those certificates in heaven, all the judgments of heaven that were against us, and he said, give them to me. I'll bear them on the cross. Give them to me. I'm going to take them for you. All your sins, all your punishments, all the sort of parking tickets of heaven and the criminal charges of heaven and all the things that there that we justly deserved, he said, give them to me, give them to me, give them to me. I'm going to die on the cross on your behalf. I'm going to take everyone's sins with me. Now, he could do that because he was sinless. We can't do that. I can't die for you. You can't die for me. But Jesus died for us all. So he took everybody's sin right there on the cross. And he disarmed the powers and principalities because they had to have permission to execute us. They have to have permission to take away our eternal life, and they haven't got it anymore. They've got no more permission to take us to hell because Jesus has taken all the legally binding stuff of heaven to the cross with himself. So he has taken our punishment in our place, and we are free. It says, when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh. We were dead. We were going to face the firing squad. And our transgressions and the uncircumcision of our flesh in the part where our heart is hardened and vicious and stony and no good, and all the things that we were doing wrong in our hostility to God, Jesus intervened. He says, when we were dead, when we couldn't do anything for ourselves at all spiritually, he made us alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. So when you believe in Jesus, all your transgressions are forgiven. He wipes the slate clean. When you become a Christian, when you're baptized, when you're born again, when your heart is changed, all your transgressions are wiped out once for all time by the hand of Jesus Christ, and all our transgressions are forgiven, and all the records of heaven are wiped clean, and our name is written in the book of life, and we stand with God in glory, with the righteousness of Christ. We are forgiven through and through. Everything you've done, no matter what it is, it's been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then goes on to say, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us. So just imagine someone goes to a casino, a very foolish person goes to a casino, gets all these gambling debts that are hostile to him. And so the casino sends in the debt collectors. And the debt collectors come in and say, oh, look, we want your couch, we want your house, we want your car, we want your wife's jewelry. We've got to get our money back. And the casino has sent us, and we'll break your arms and your legs until we get all the money from all the gambling debts. And suppose they're all lined up and they're about to take everything away, and Jesus steps in and says, I have paid the price. Leave this person alone. The debt has been paid. The debt is now cancelled by the blood of Jesus Christ. And because of our sin, we had a heavenly debt. We had a debt of sin. Remember in the Lord's Prayer, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. All the spiritual debt of our sin was piled up, and it was hostile to us. It said, John must be punished, and it said, Mary must be punished, and everyone else in the world had to be punished and taken and cast into hell because of all the sin that was against them. We were headed for the lake of fire, and Jesus intervened through the cross and said, no, the price is paid. Leave this person alone. Leave that person alone. And if you're not yet a Christian, I call on you to get rid of all the punishment and debt and curses over your life and go to Jesus Christ and say, I believe. I want my spiritual debt wiped clean. I want to be forgiven of every single sin. I want the handwriting that's hostile to me to be taken out of the way. I want a clean heaven. I want an open heaven. I want to be able to walk on the streets of gold without worrying about my past life, without worrying about all the sin and the shame that I'm bearing right now. Now, the devil's going to try and accuse you and remind you of your past. But when the devil does that, remind him of his future, that he's going straight into that lake of fire. So you don't have to go there. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to the lake of fire. You can be forgiven now, and all your sins and all your record of sin can be wiped away by the hand of Jesus Christ. And right now, I call upon you to do that, to kneel down wherever you are and commit your soul to God and say, Jesus, I want to believe in you. I want a new heart. I want a new life. I want a new start. I want to have a new being in my life. I want the old life of flesh and hardness and cruelty taken away right now. And I want to believe in Jesus, and I want my sins to be forgiven, and I want to be a Christian. I want to be someone who's holy and righteous and good. Please take away my old hard heart and give me a new heart and make me sanctified and make me holy. Make me someone that is full of the glory of God. And I want you to cry out to Jesus right now for a new life, because you need a new life. You need to get out from all the things that are against you in the heavenly realm and in the spiritual realm. And you need to find Jesus as your rock and your refuge, because the devil is a hard taskmaster. The devil will take you all the way down to hell. You might have a wild ride here when the wild ride is over. You're going to be picked up by the angels, carted up to judgment day and cast down into the pit of hell. You don't want that. We When you die, you want the angels to take you to Abraham's bosom. You want the angels to take you to heaven. You want the angels to make sure that you and your children are all saved. And to do that, you've got to lay hold of the cross, because the cross is your salvation. The cross ends the argument over whether you should go to heaven or to hell. If you believe in the cross, if you believe in Jesus, the argument's over, you've got to go to heaven. The devil can say all he likes, but because you believe, because you've laid hold of Jesus, because you've laid hold of the cross, you're going to go all the way to heaven. Because God is working in your life to make you new, to put His Holy Spirit within you, make you a temple of the Holy Ghost. And He will wipe out the certificate of debt that is against you, which was hostile to us. It says in verse 14, He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. God has taken all the things that are hostile to you in the heavenly realms, and He's nailed them to the cross. They're not going anywhere. They're finished. They've died with you on that cross with Christ Jesus. They're over and they're done with. They've been nailed there with the 9-inch nails that went through the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ. And all the suffering on the cross, it was for you. And all your sin was nailed to the cross, and you can't take it back. It's permanently fixed there. Your sin has been dealt with by Jesus. And you need to thank and praise the Lord Jesus Christ that your sin has been dealt with by Jesus. Say, glory to God, my sin's been nailed to the cross. Glory to God, my sin has been nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. So your sin is nailed to the cross, you bear it no more. Those punishments that the devil had lined up for you, they're taken out of the way. All the damage he's done in your life is taken out of the way. By his stripes you are healed. And by the blows upon him, your peace is guaranteed. That's in there in Isaiah 53. So I want you to trust in the cross and the great work that God's done for you on the cross. And then it says, verse 15, Colossians 2, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. So all these demonic beings that were looking to destroy you, they were looking to make your life a mess and get you into drugs, into alcohol, into witchcraft, into unbelief, into rage, into hostility, into all sorts of places that you shouldn't be. They were defeated on the cross. Jesus triumphed over the devil and every demon that can be named in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. The devil is a defeated foe. Jesus has disarmed the rulers and the powers and the principalities and the authorities. All that evil has been disarmed because they no longer have a death warrant. They no longer have any heavenly authority to harm you. He's taken the weapon, the court weapon, the weapon of the charges against you, and they can't do anything anymore. They have no authority to execute you. They have no authority to do you any harm because all the charges are dealt with. To take it on a simpler level, if there is, say, a pesky parking inspector around in your neighborhood, and he is always trying to give people parking fines, and this person is running around day and night, 24/7, giving people parking fines or finding something wrong with their vehicle, and this person accuses everyone who has a car or has a motorbike or even has a bicycle, and this person is being a thorough nuisance, and suddenly everyone's getting a ticket, then another ticket, then another ticket, then another ticket, and this person says, but I have the authority of the council, and your bicycle tires are flat, so we're fining you right now for having flat bicycle tires. And then the next day he says, oh, the paint's peeling off your bicycle. I'm going to give you a certificate for that. You can't give me a certificate. Oh, yes, it is. It's in the law of the council. I'm giving you a ticket for having the paint peeling off your bicycle. And our city council, where I am here in Carson, California, they're like that. They fine you for everything that they can under the sun. But just imagine that it was a multi-billionaire. And he said, every time this stupid council gives you a ticket, just give it to me and I'll pay it. So every time you get a ticket for your bicycle, your car, your motor scooter, or whatever else is going on, you just go over to the billionaire and say, here's my ticket. And he says, it's paid. It's dealt with. That's what it is with Jesus. God's forgiveness covers everything. The devil can harass. The devil can accuse. The devil can make up charges against you. But God disarms them. He just nails them to the cross. Those charges are useless, and the devil cannot get a cent out of you. The devil cannot extract anything from you because all the certificates of debt have been nailed to the cross. They're no use anymore. They're just bogus. The devil is trying to serve process on you and you just hand the process off to God. So when you come to God in prayer, you say, Lord, take all the certificates of debt the devil has lined up against me because I'm a sinner and I fall into sin. But Lord, forgive me. Lord, take all this junk and nail it to the cross with Jesus Christ, because I don't need it anymore. You're my protector. You're my justifier. God justifies you. It says you're justified, which means it's just as if you'd never sinned. So let's go back to this parking inspector. So he comes along and he says, oh, your car's parked in the wrong place. Here's a $200 fine. And so they've got this fine, and you take it and take it off to your billionaire friend. And he says, oh, you're justified. This doesn't matter. We're going to throw this one in the trash. There, get rid of it. So that's what happens. It's just as if you'd never sinned, because you don't have to pay that fine. The billionaire pays that fine. It doesn't matter where you've parked, because it's being dealt with. And it's just as if you'd never sinned. There's no consequences for you whatsoever. So when you're reconciled to God, when you're justified by the blood, when you're washed clean by the blood, it means that nothing that the devil does can stick. That whatever the tricks the devil try against you, they can't stick anymore, because Jesus has dealt with it. He's nailed it all to the cross. The devil has been disarmed. The devil can't curse you. The devil can't blast you. The devil can't do anything as long as you're wearing the armor of God. You put on that full armor of God, and the devil can't get through because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of the power of the gospel. We're pushing the devil away with our shield of faith. Now, in your mind, you might say, well, I've done these terrible things. My life deserves to be ruined. But the cross says, yes, your life might deserve to be ruined, but it's not going to be ruined because of the mercy and grace and justice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give any power to the devil. The devil doesn't have any right to accuse you anymore. No weapon formed against you will prosper, because the cross is in the way of all the devil's attacks. So every time the devil tries to attack you, you bring up the cross of Jesus Christ and say, no, you have no authority to do that whatsoever. You have no authority to attack my finances, my health, my family, my mind, my heart, or anything else. You cannot bring those charges against me, because the blood of Jesus Christ has wiped my slate clean. And you need to stand up to the devil. You need to be confident in what it says here in Colossians, that you are forgiven all your transgression, that all your spiritual debts have been taken away. All the hostile things the devil's trying to do, they're frustrated now because Jesus has taken care of it. He's disarmed the rulers and authorities. He's made a public spectacle of them. How did Jesus do that? He rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. He said, look at this. I've taken all the death warrants. I've taken all those penalties. I've taken all the fines and all the accusations against the people of God. I've died for them. And now look, I'm getting up. It doesn't matter. It didn't work. Your firing squad failed. They fired all their bullets, and I had all the death warrants, but they didn't harm me. See? I died, but I got up again. That's what Jesus says. It's a total victory. He ridicules them. All the charges, done with. He's up. He's roaring. He's coming back one day, and he's made a public spectacle out of them. He's made the devil a fool, and now he's taken away every last bit of the devil's right to attack you in any way, shape, or form. He's risen, he's glorious, he's powerful. And he ascended into heaven, where he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And every knee will bow on earth, under the earth, and everywhere else, every knee will bow at the name of Jesus, whether they like it or not. And so we see that Jesus has pulled the ultimate trick. He took all the charges that were against us. He took the due penalty for those charges, but the penalty didn't work, because Jesus rose from the dead, and the devil couldn't keep him down, because God raised Jesus from the dead. And so you and I have eternal life, despite our sins, despite our foolishness, despite all the dumb things we've done. We've got eternal life. The devil cannot destroy us. The devil may annoy you, but he cannot destroy you. Because of we have eternal life through the cross and through faith in Jesus Christ. The devil's going to fail because Jesus protects us through the blood. And all the schemes of the enemy have been brought to nothing, and he's made a fool of the devil. And the devil's weeping and wailing and gnashing his teeth because faith in Jesus Christ saves the sinner from all the penalties of death and hell that he had lined up for you. So he's made a public display of them having triumphed over them through him, through Jesus. God's triumphed over the devil, and there's a specific illustration of a triumph in the Roman world in the time of Jesus. A triumph was a giant long parade, and all the prisoners would be put in this long parade, and the last person would be the king of whatever country they'd conquered, and they'd put him last, and they'd whip him, and they'd scourge him, and they'd execute him. And this triumph was a victory procession in which the conquering Roman army or whatever it was would show off its power and its might, just like Russia does, running around showing off its missiles or this or that, or America. So this was a great triumph parade. Now, this says that Jesus took the devil in triumph. He lined up all the demons, or he lined up all the powers and principalities, he lined up Satan, beat them senseless, and took away their power over the world. And he's marching them out and he's saying, look at this, I have defeated the devil. And you have to believe in the victory of Jesus. It's not quite complete yet. We can see a lot of wickedness at work in the world today. But the devil has been slowly but surely cast down. At one point he was in the third heaven, and then he sinned, and he was cast down. Through the Old Testament he was in the second heaven, setting up all the idol systems of the world. Then the cross came, and Jesus rose from the dead, and the devil was cast down to the first heaven, where he's prince of the power of the air. He can't go back to the second or the third heaven anymore. But he wants to get back. He wants to get back to having more power. So he's going to have a final battle against Michael the archangel in Revelation 12. And after that, he won't even be in the first heaven anymore. He'll be cast down to earth, and he'll be in a body, and he'll be the Antichrist, and he'll rage around the earth, and there'll be a tribulation, and there'll be days of darkness and pain. And finally, he'll be defeated, and he'll be cast down into the pit. He spends 1,000 years in the pit. He gets out of the pit, and he tries to fight again. He loses. And finally, he's cast down to the lake of fire. So we're there in the period when the devil is in the first heaven, and the whole world's fighting against the devil through prayer, through preaching of the gospel, through obedient lives, and everything else like that. And God is waiting for that final battle when he's cast down to the earth, and he rages around for 7 years, and then is finally defeated. You see, the devil's on his way out. Christ has got the victory, and the devil is trying to fight a rearguard action against the cross, against the triumph, against all that God's done there. And he's terrified of the cross. He's terrified of the victory of Christ. He knows that Jesus is coming back soon. He trembles at the thought of being put in chains and locked up in the pit for 1,000 years, and then getting out just for a little bit, and then ending up in that lake of fire for all eternity. The devil knows that he is going to be defeated, and he was defeated when he was tricked by Jesus through the cross, who made a fool of the devil. He died. He took all the weapons of the spiritual world that are aimed against us, and he turned them into nothing through his death and his resurrection. So you've got to give praise to Jesus. You've got to thank God for what Jesus has done for you. He was God. He came in human flesh. He died on that cross like a mortal human being for you and I. And he defeated the devil so that we might have eternal life, and that so you might have joy. You see, the cross isn't about you having a new car or a new house. You may desire those things, but that's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about you having new life, free from the accusations of demons and the devil. And you can have victory over demons. Before the cross, no one could cast out demons. After the cross, we find that demons are being cast out everywhere. Before Jesus and the apostles came along, no one was casting out demons. Isaiah didn't cast out demons. Moses didn't cast out any demons. But Jesus comes along and he says, the kingdom of God is at hand. And he starts casting out demons. And then the disciples start casting out demons. Then after the cross, everyone can cast out demons because there's been a change in the spiritual realm. And any born-again, Bible-believing believer can now cast out the demonic because the devil's defeated. And we have authority over the devil, and we're seated in heavenly realms with Christ Jesus. And we can say to those demons, in the name of Jesus, get out. And we have that authority because of the cross. It's not a natural authority that we have in ourselves. If a person's not a believer, they cannot do that. Remember the 7 sons of Sceva in the book of Acts. They were Jewish. They tried to cast out demons, and the demons just laughed at them and said, but who are you? You see, it's the cross. It's Jesus. It's the name of Jesus that gets rid of the demons. And if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you have the power of the cross at hand, and the devil has no authority over you, and you need to go and say to those demons, get out of my life, get out of my family, get out of my children, get out of my church. You need to march around confident in God, because God has defeated the spiritual world and he's made a spectacular display of them. He's lining up the demons for punishment. They're getting thrown in jail day after day after day. And God is ready, coming soon, coming in the end times, to finally deal with every last trace of the demonic world. And that's happened because God has made folly, he's made foolishness of all the demonic realm and the demons and everything else like that. So you believe in Jesus. He has taken your debts out of the way. He's nailed them to the cross. Be a person of faith, a person of power, a person of confidence. Don't go back over all those dumb things that you did and said and wish you'd never done and said. We all have regrets. I understand that. But regret is not the voice of God. God says, forget about that. Get up, get on the bicycle again. Try again, try again, try again. Do not give up. Claim sanctification from God. Claim holiness from God. Give it another go, because Jesus is on your side. Jesus wants you to win the battle of life. He died on that cross so you can win the battle of life. So all the demonic charges and all the penalties that the devil has lined up, they're done. They're gone away with. And Jesus is dealing with them for you. So you need to be confident that God's on your side. That if God gave you his only begotten Son, he will also give you all things, so that you can have love, joy, and peace, and triumph over all the worries of this age, and all the schemes of the devil, and everything else like that. Let's go back over these verses. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him and through the cross. Go back and look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. It will do you a ton of good. These are verses you need to write in your heart. They will give you the spiritual confidence, the spiritual power, and the spiritual strength to stand strong in the wicked age that's around the world today. Be blessed and be cheerful in God. This is John Edmiston signing off. Have a great life in the power of God. In Jesus' name, amen.